Hi, this is Ron Kincher from Muddy River News. Welcome to MRN This Week. And we have Mark Cesteri, the Chief Commercial Officer with Fly Southern, Southern Airways. And Mark, last time we got together, it was in the fall and you guys were having some challenges with parts and pilots and things along those lines. But from what I understand, talking to Chuck out at the airport, things have turned around a little bit for you guys out there.
Yeah, it's been a quite an effort company-wide to kind of deal with some of the industry-wide uncontrollable, unfortunate issues, whether it be the pilot shortage, which is ongoing, the supply of aircraft parts, which is crippling a lot of even the big airlines, hundreds of planes parked because of that. And as everyone knows, the general soaring cost of labor, over 20 states raise their minimum wage the first of the year. That has a ripple effect on all kinds of businesses, including ours. But we have turned things around, and we are seeing a return to more of the typical level of reliability, more of a acceptable level. We're not back to where we want to be, but we're certainly 20% better than where we were last month in Chicago. We had 80% controllable completion. 80% of our flights were unaffected. And in St. Louis, we had 87% of our flights go as planned. So that's pretty good. I mean, it is also winter, so you do have the weather issues that will mitigate now that we are, almost into March, April. This hasn't been a terrible winter, but we have had we've had a couple of stretches of some pretty rough weather out there. But we've got a lot of plans to go back to the market and entice people to get on board for their spring break vacations, their summer vacations, graduations, and those kind of things. So the second quarter really steps up the level of traffic considerably compared to the winter, when a lot of folks just choose to stay close to home because the weather is unpredictable. So we're doing special sales and promotions with both the local business community and with local leisure travelers as well.
Talk to Chuck out at the airport, and you did have your obviously weather cancellations in January, but it sounds like that was about it as far as cancellations go. Pilots are there and the parts shortage is over. So I don't know if you're hitting the number of flights per week yet that you guys want to get, but do you see a timeline when you may get up to that? I think it was 36 to 40 or something.
Yeah, we're back to full schedule with the 3 a day to Chicago, 2 a day to St. Louis. And, the nice thing about that is, the Chicago flights connect to our two big interline carriers, American and United. And then the flights to St. Louis is a big hub for Southwest. So a lot of your folks that are going to Las Vegas or LA or Hawaii or Seattle, the popular kind of leisure destinations, San Diego, Southwest has really good connectivity to those places. And obviously Southwest, no bag fees and no change fees. So it's really the best of both worlds for Quincy travelers, because some people prefer the seamless connections of the big legacy airlines or first class, or they're going internationally, say to Europe. And there's a lot of good connections from Chicago to Europe on American and United. And then leisure travelers, families, they like the idea of not having to pay $50 a bag. And also, if they end up changing their plans, Southwest doesn't have any fees. We also are going to step up promotions just to Chicago and to St. Louis this summer. We're going to put together some packages if people want to go to baseball games or concerts or those kind of things in either of those cities. We're going to get out there and do some pretty aggressive promotion of those trips, because it's a great value to be able to run up to Chicago for a little over $100 a person round trip, you can't even fill up your tank for that. So
is
that's
the,
what we've got going.
So when we first met, you know, a couple of years ago, you were talking about how you guys have your pilot school and all that type of stuff. And then you also mentioned that you're like a training ground for the larger carriers if you keep your guys around 2 years or so. So how is the school going? And is that still the case that people are poaching your pilots after a few years?
Well, we decided to move our flight training academy to Dubois, PA, which is pretty rough weather. It gets a lot of snow, it gets a lot of ice. So it's a very challenging training environment. And we're finding, since we moved there about a year ago, we've had fewer weather cancellations because the pilots are learning to fly in rough weather, as opposed to learning to fly in Hawaii, where the weather's always good. And, you know, then they'll get to a Quincy or a Chicago or a PA, and they're not accustomed to, you know, dealing with ice and dealing with snow. So that Flight Training Academy move has improved the quality of the pilots. And also, we have definitely stepped up the quantity. And our goal is to have spare crews in each footprint. And we have four footprints in the Mid-Atlantic. We have the Midwest footprint. We have the Gulf. And then we have out west, the Rockies and California. So our goal is to have a spare aircraft and spare pilots in each of the footprints. And we have achieved that goal. And that is a huge benefit. We kind of plan obsolescence of the pilots. If we get very good pilots and they stay with us for 24 months, they're training their replacement while they're, you know, moving from first officer to captain. They're training their replacement, who then moves up to captain, and then we've got a new first officer coming in to replace them. So the goal here, you know, rather than trying to fight the big carriers' cash offers, just plan proactively for them and get the best pilots we can for the 2 years. And we've been successful in achieving that. And that's been making a really big difference for us.
Is the parts issue always going to be there for the type of planes you guys are using, or is it kind of solving itself right now?
It's improved a little bit. It is still an industry-wide problem. There remain some supply chain issues. Again, I think I might have touched upon this. A lot of the parts for our Cessna Caravan that we fly to Quincy come from Ukraine, believe it or not, and some of those manufacturing plants have been affected by the war. So it's a structural, yeah, you know, shortfall. But, you know, we're staying ahead of that, and having the spare airplanes definitely helps, so we don't have to have a plane down for days at a time and then consolidate the flying. But we're doing a lot better, and I'm always happy when I see the days getting longer and the temperatures getting warmer. It just eliminates a lot of uncontrollable weather problems.
Yeah, I think we all are. How's the growth for Southern going? You're a year ago, you're adding more locations and things along those lines. Is that still the plan for Southern Airways right now?
Well, for 2023, we did not open any new cities because of the scarcity of resources. And now we are in partnership with Textron to receive quite a few new Cessnas starting in the third quarter of this year. So we are going to begin a modest growth phase, including the first air service to West Lafayette, Indiana, home of Purdue University, starting in May. And the thing that is fantastic about that, they're going to have flights to Chicago just like you guys do, is that Purdue University has one of the very best aviation management schools in the country. So they, as part of our agreement with them, we will have a pipeline of pilots, mechanics, and aviation managers, folks that want to be airport managers like Chuck Miller is, coming from one of the premier aviation schools in the country. So not only is this going to be a win for that community and a great market for us, but it's also going to allow us to have a good labor pipeline in three really key areas of our business. So that's starting May 15th. That's a new service, and we're really excited about that.
How's the relationship with Quincy going with Chuck and the mayor and government officials?
We actually have our regular call with them today. Jeff Mays from the city and Chuck Miller from the airport. And, you know, we have a very good open dialogue. Our staffing at Quincy is really good. We've been able to recruit some great people there. So the customer service has been stepped up. So I would say the relationship is among the best we have with any community for sure.
One thing I found interesting in talking to Chuck is you guys are keeping planes overnight now
Yep.
at Baldwin Field, which is huge, I think.
Yep. It's you know, it helps with the head starts in the morning, and obviously the pilots want to get home at night, and it's a really good factor in terms of the reliability.
You know, we've discussed you guys got off with a rough start with the Quincy community, with the parts shortage and the pilots. Again, it was industry wide. It's, you know, no fingers being pointed, but what do you want to tell the folks at Quincy right now? Now that you're kind of getting back on schedule as what you would hope to be at the beginning.
Well, I think, you know, I travel 15 days a month, and my life has improved as the service from other carriers has gotten more reliable. This trip that I just went on this week, I had four flights. They were all on time. That hasn't happened in a really long time. So I would say, you know, if we've disrupted your travel in the past, give us another try. And we are going to, like I said, fair, as soon as the weather turns, we are going to get pretty aggressive in terms of promotions. We prefer not to do that when we have the possibility of heavy snows or ice. We don't want to be have people's first experience be a disrupted flight. But I think in a couple of weeks, we'll be out of the woods, and we'll put the pedal to the metal. So if you've had a disrupted flight, I would say give us another chance and make the most of the very inexpensive and convenient service that you have there with free parking and service to two of the best hubs in the country.
So where will people be able to find out about these promotions?
On our website, iFlySouthern.com, or if you have flown us in the past, we will be doing a direct marketing campaign to you directly by email. And we also will do some advertising in print and in broadcast starting in a few weeks.
If is there a way to sign up for emails if they're not getting them now? Sorry.
I think you have to fly us to do that. I
Okay.
don't think you can subscribe without that. But that's a very good suggestion,
I'm
Ron.
sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That's a good suggestion. Maybe I'll suggest that to my marketing team.
There you go. Hey, it's always good talking to you, man. Thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll hopefully let us know if you ever get back to town.
Absolutely, and we appreciate your interest and the depth of your reporting about our company. Really is appreciated. Thank you.
Mark Cesteri, this has been the Muddy River News this week. I'm Ron Kincher, Mark Cesteri, the Chief Commercial Officer with Southern Airlines.